to The Office Show. I'm Laura, and this is Tina. We're going to show you how new features in Microsoft Word 2010 can make your complicated life a lot simpler. A big part of it all is the brand new navigation pane, which makes it easier to find your way around long, complicated documents.
That's right, and if it's simpler for you to find things, it's simpler for others, which means it's easier to collaborate. Collaborating on documents in Word 2010 has been made especially easy with the new co-authoring feature. So we're going to show you how you can work with others in the same document without the worry of multiple versions sprouting up in an email.
Mm-hmm. And of course, all the info on everything we're going to show you today will be available to you through blogs.office.com.
Including this.
What's that?
Today's script.
Oh, neat. So who's going to show us all this stuff?
Ron, the word guy. I just wrote him in.
Oh.
Pleasure to meet you, Tina.
Hi,
love this script.
You.
And this part where you introduce the navigation pane, it's truly inspiring.
Thank you. So the navigation pane is where you find features that are going to help you get around in your document. It's also where you go to search for stuff. All you have to do is hit Control F and it brings up the navigation pane in Word 2010. Now this is search, this is browse pages, and this is browse headings. Now browse headings is a great way to get around in your document. We could jump around here in my script just by clicking these tabs. And if I want to jump to the end of the script, all I have to do is click on the end tab.
Okay, that's a wrap.
No, wait a minute. We're not done. You have to go back and click on this tab here.
Now, another cool thing you can do here is move blocks of text around. Let's say I want to move this bit where Ron explains heading styles so it comes right after this bit we're in now. I just click the tab and drag it up right after this bit.
Which is perfect, because all you do to have something show up in the navigation pane is apply a heading style. So that's the end of this bit?
Well, and now it's Ron's bit because I moved it.
Hi, I'm Ron, and this is the ribbon. The ribbon was introduced with Word 2007, and it's made applying styles really, really easy. All you do is go to the Home tab and click the heading style you want to apply. And look, the heading tab just appears. Oh, and so does Tina.
Well, I just wrote myself into this bit.
Okay.
All right, so say I want to make custom styles. Like,
okay.
I want to format my script like a real video script. Courier font, underline scene, headings, and all that. But I still want to be able to use the navigation pane.
Great. Well, so you've used heading 1 style for your scene headings. So we'll just modify that and save it as a new custom style. We'll change the font, the size, underline it, and the color. Now we just right-click in the modified heading style and choose Save Selection as New Quick Style. You give it a name, and that's it. Your new style appears in the gallery. And since it's based on the heading 1 style, it's still at the far left in the tab hierarchy in the navigation pane.
So if my location lines are based on the heading 2 style, what does...
They'll be ranked just below the scene headings.
Okay, you guys, let's talk about the new collaborative authoring feature. Now that is big.
Yes, yeah. I wrote this big, crazy scene, and like, you're a pirate and you're a parrot commandeering the navigation pane, and you guys co-author, and I thought it'd be awesome to have a pirate and a parrot co-authoring. It'd be awesome.
The new co-authoring feature in Word 2010 does make working together on a document simpler. Multiple authors can be working live in the same document at the same time. All you need to do is save your document to a SharePoint site where co-authoring is supported.
Mm-hmm. Like Tina did with the script.
Exactly.
Now, what's great about working together live in the same document is that your work doesn't get disrupted by multiple versions being emailed back and forth, and you don't get locked out of your document while someone else is working in it. It all just works inside of Word 2010. Like this. I get a notice that Ron has just entered my document. All I have to do to see Ron's changes is hit save. And his changes are now in green. You're cutting the pirates?
And the parrot.
And if you have a show suggestion or come across an amazing project created with any of the Office tools, you can let us know at blogs.office.com.
What happened to the big musical number?
We'll be right back.
And this is Tina. Now, we're going to show you how new... No? You don't like that?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. And this is Tina.
This is Tina.
Green, just like that. You're cutting the pirate bit?
Working together on a document simpler. It'll be just below the scene headings in the tab hierarchy.
Let's start.
Okay, let's do that.